Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A woman in her 20s and a 9-year-old girl were found shot to death at a home in the 4500 block of South Walnut. Around 4:30 Monday afternoon, officers were called to do a welfare check at the home. When they arrived, they found the woman and her daughter with gunshot wounds. They were both dead at the scene. Last night, police were checking the neighborhood and asking for witnesses. Sedgwick County has recorded its first death from the COVID-19 virus. A Wichita man in his 60s who had underlying health conditions and who had a history of travel. County Manager Tom Stoll says now more than ever, residents are asked to stay home.
Please use common sense, and whether it's a governor's order or a president's order or a county order, use common sense and please stay home and remain distancing from other people, because it's so critical for our medical system in the next 2 weeks that we keep this curve as flat as possible so that they can provide good health care for those that need it.
Local health officials are looking for virus cases to peak in our area between the middle of April through the first week of May. Monday was day one of a statewide stay-at-home order. Dr. Lee Norman is secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
We will get through this in April. There's no question about that. It's not going to be any fun, I will admit. And I think what we expect to see is that the number of cases will die down during the summer and summertime, spring and summertime. But we, I think, are pretty sure we're going to see a recurrence in the fall.
Dr. Norman says if people reduce their movements and human contacts by about 55% from normal, it would make hundreds more hospital beds available. The union representing the workers at Spirit AeroSystems says hundreds of employees are at risk or exposure to COVID-19.
Some union leaders this week say Spirit needs to provide gloves and masks to employees still working on military and 787 lines of production. District Union Rep Cornell Beard says the company is doing a great job with providing hand sanitizer, but he says workers would benefit from personal protective equipment.
Just the lack of PPE, the fear of taking something home back to your families.
Spirit AeroSystems Senior Manager of Communications, Keturah Austin, says the company is diligent about cleaning and that Spirit continues to take seriously the COVID-19 outbreak. Austin says the company continues to be proactive by monitoring and making changes as circumstances dictate to keep workers safe. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
President Trump held a coronavirus briefing in the Rose Garden Monday. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
Making progress. That was President Trump's message at his coronavirus task force briefing in the Rose Garden, meant to spotlight the unique and increasingly necessary partnership between the federal government and private enterprise to combat the spread of the disease.
Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus.
A virus that has claimed more than 3,000 lives, hammering cities like New York and Los Angeles, while others like Detroit and New Orleans see an ever-increasing tide of new cases, a tide that's already seen the number of confirmed and suspected deaths from COVID-19 top 100 in at least 6 states.
Many states are calling for ventilators and other medical supplies to help fight the virus. Police have identified a man who was shot and killed Saturday in the 2700 block of House Roosevelt in southeast Wichita. Police say an individual called 911 and reported seeing a bleeding man in a car. When police arrived, they found 38-year-old Edward Wren with multiple gunshot wounds. Wren was pronounced dead at the scene. If anyone has any information on this case, they can call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Sedgwick County authorities that say the death of a 26-year-old Wichita man whose body was found in a ditch is being investigated as a homicide. Zachary Tilson's body was found Friday in a ditch near Valley Center. Deputies found the body after someone reported a red pickup truck parked on a nearby road. While investigating the truck, deputies discovered Tilson's body in a nearby ditch. Sheriff's office has not said how Tilson died. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on this Tuesday morning. Last day of March at 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning, we still got the streets maybe a little damp from some overnight rain that passed through the area. You could run into a slick spot or two because of that, and that's really the traffic condition out there that's the only one worth mentioning. Otherwise, things are going pretty well so far this morning in traffic here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast here on this last day of March with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Scattered showers end across south central Kansas, and with a partly cloudy sky today, we should be around 60 at noontime, 65 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, turn low in the mid-40s, then sunny, windy, and warmer on Wednesday with a high in the low 70s. Showers may return early on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. To go and delivery at My Town To Go. The Monarch, Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. All right, 6:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And today is, as I said, Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. At a mostly cloudy day with afternoon rain across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 66 degrees, normal high 63. And we registered near Eisenhower Airport. The National Weather Service says about 0.32 of an inch of rain, which would be what, a third of an inch, Ted? Do my math for me, will you? I think it's about...
That would have been before midnight.
Yeah, that was about a third of an inch. On this date in 1892, a pair of vicious F4 tornadoes tore through parts of south central Kansas. The first was nearly a half mile wide and had a track 30 miles long. It tracked from near South Haven to near Derby.
Ooh.
Twister killed 7 and injured 40. This is 1892. Second tornado injured 60 along its 25-mile-long, one-quarter-mile-wide track. All 9 of the fatalities associated with this tornado occurred in Towanda, which was almost completely destroyed.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, tornadoes, man. Of 1892. Wow. There was a couple of vicious tornadoes. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. This is said, the March 31st, on this date in 1968, I'm just trying to recall what I was doing. Well, I'd have been a senior in high school, just about ready to graduate, Ted, in the last day of March, because, you know, we didn't go clear till in too far into May in those days.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you graduate?
I don't know what day it was. I don't even know what month it was. It must have been in May, 1968, but... At the conclusion of a nationally broadcast address on Vietnam, I remember watching this, is what I'm going to say, on TV. President Lyndon Johnson stunned listeners by declaring, "I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president." Shocked the world.
Yep.
Nobody saw it coming.
He bowed out.
He said, "I'm out of here." That war just, it did him in. He just didn't know what to do, and he couldn't figure it out. So that was it. Lyndon Johnson retired and went down to Texas and went to the big ranch down there, and that was it. Okay. A cruise ship stranded at sea with dozens sick and 4 dead makes for Florida.
Ugh.
Passengers who have been confined to their rooms for more than a week are anxious for relief. Huh. The passengers are hoping Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will change his mind and let them disembark despite confirmed coronavirus cases aboard. Hundreds of passengers and crew members from the Zandam have not stepped on dry land for 15 days as the coronavirus prompted authorities around the world to seal borders and force people into quarantine. Zandam's plans to dock as early as tomorrow in Florida are still up in the air, but have already been rebuked by local officials and DeSantis, who says health care resources are stretched too thin.
So,
they get off a ship, apparently they can't deal with it. Governor said he has been in contact with the Coast Guard and the White House about diverting the ship. Where's it go?
Yeah, where do you send it?
These people, these people on that cruise. They've been in there, confined to their cabins for several days. I hope they have some TV or something, a book to read. Holy mackerel. I just can't imagine. That'd be like being in prison.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
The same thing.
or confined to a jail or something. All right, 6:16 now, Steve and Ted here on Tuesday morning. How is it? I haven't been outside for – I went out to get the paper a while ago. Is it stopped raining pretty much, Ted?
It's not raining. It's pretty much fog is what I encountered.
Just fog? Okay. Yeah. And I was looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar just a moment ago, and there has been a lot of blue on the screen, and it's all kind of moving from the northwest to the southeast. But it's collapsing. The color is going out of the screen, so that means it's pretty much collapsing. Now, there's still a large area over east of Emporia and Eureka down into southeast Kansas, but our Kansas City's pretty well clear. Hutchinson's clear. So, yeah, we're going to have going to turn into a mostly sunny day, as you heard Dan Holliday forecasting there. Today, coming up in about a little over an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner, as we do on Tuesday mornings with Steve and Ted. And, of course, you'll have the latest for us, the very, very latest on the coronavirus.
Good to touch base with Pete this morning.
You covered the briefing yesterday. Are they having a daily briefing with Meitzner and Brin?
They have been since this whole thing started, yeah. But yesterday was their last one. They're not going to do a video briefing anymore.
Okay,
they're just going to put out an information sheet, I think, at 1 o'clock every day, and that's it.
Well, you've been getting some pretty good sound from them. There's no doubt about that. And they're doing the best, I think, to keep us updated. Want to mention the United Way stepping up its efforts to meet the community need in this virus crisis. And now they need help. If you would like to make a gift, that'd be much appreciated. You can donate at unitedwayplains.org or do what I did yesterday. I haven't sent it yet, but it's got the stamp, it's got the envelope, and there's a check in there to the United Way Pandemic Fund. And I'm sending that over to 245 North Water, Wichita. 245 North Water, Wichita, 67202. If you'd like to make a donation that way, that's the way I do things. I write checks. So I'm going to put a little money in there. I contribute to the United Way in my payroll, but this is a different deal.
This is in addition to that.
I want to do a little bit more for people out there who may have some needs. And again, if you need anything, that 211 hotline number there is that's magic.
They're in charge of that phone line. I'm going to be talking
with Pat Hanrahan tomorrow, who is the CEO and prez of United Way of the Plains. Of course, he was in charge when they put that 211 into play, a couple of years ago? And that thing has been like a beautiful treasure trove of information for people. So that's a good deal. All right. Here we are starting off the morning here, 6:18. Make it 6:19, Steve and Ted. And time for a first look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Hey. News out of the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball camp. KU senior Udoka Azubuike named the National Defensive Player of the Year by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Azubuike led the Big 12, 10.5 rebounds a game and in double-doubles. Second in the conference, averaging 2.5 blocks per game. And that really went up. In the final 17 games of the season, he averaged nearly 6 blocks per game.
Six?
So, he was really getting it done.
No kidding.
And towards the end of the season there, this is the second KU player to win National Defensive Player of the Year. The last one was Jeff Withey 7 years ago. Congratulations to Udoka Azubuike with a nice honor right there. The NCAA making a ruling on eligibility for athletes.
The NCAA's Division I Council Monday voted to grant an extra year of eligibility to all student-athletes in spring sports whose seasons were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's sports like baseball and softball. The decision also extends eligibility to all student-athletes, not just seniors, and allows schools to expand their rosters beyond current scholarship limits to account for incoming recruits and seniors who were expected to leave. The NCAA will leave it up to each individual school to decide whether or not to grant less or equal financial aid this coming year than what athletes previously received. A ruling was not made regarding winter sports athletes who may have missed out on postseason tournaments. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And this news from the NBA, former NBA All-Star Stephon Marbury says that he warned NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to stop playing games nearly a month ago. Marbury appeared on ESPN on The Undefeated.
You know, I sent Adam an email March 8th. I sent them an email and I said, you guys got to stop playing. I said, this is not good. I said, you got like 18,000 people going to games and people don't know if they're infected or not. I said, this could happen. A coach, one of the basketball players can get infected. Like anything can happen. He was like, Stephon, thank you so much for sending me this email. you know, I'm like, because my concern is about for everybody. It's not just, you know, it's bigger than basketball. You know, if you got guys getting sick and they can't play, I mean, what's the use? There's no point or no purpose.
Of course, the NBA would eventually pull the plug on the, I think the 13th was the date that happened. So, and it eventually did happen, and the entire sports world and the entire globe pretty much shut down after that. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now here on this Tuesday morning. On the way, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, are you familiar with the symptoms of the virus? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.